Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Daniel Post Sinning, the great-great-grandson of Emily Post, the famous, iconic Emily Post, Ms. Manners. And his new book is called Manners in a Digital World. Daniel is also the manager of web development and online content at the Emily Post Institute. And Daniel, why don't you give us that website, please?
It's simple to find. It's emilypost.com.
All right, so check that out. And the book is available wherever books are sold. I encourage you to buy one, folks, and just lay it around the office and see if people pick it up and learn from it. Okay, Daniel, let's get into some specific digital things, some digital etiquette that you recommend. What are you seeing out there that people... That you're seeing that people are making mistakes about, they're making, you know, etiquette infractions in the online world that you think you could help them with?
Sure. My biggest tip for folks these days is beware of the cell phone security blanket. Hmm. This idea that whenever you're in a strange or unfamiliar place, boy, the temptation to take that phone out and do something on your phone. It's such a familiar and comforting place,
right,
or activity,
right,
for so many people. And just leave it in your pocket for a little bit. Give yourself the chance to meet that stranger on a subway or in the waiting area of the doctor's office or the restaurant that you're
I've had baby boomers to tell me they were interviewing a young person and the person could not stay off their phone during the interview.
A first date, an interview, whether it's college admission or job,
yeah,
absolutely. Put the phone away, leave it behind,
yeah,
if possible.
Yeah, yep. And if you're at the table with someone,
and
having dinner,
no.
I mean, you know, okay, emergencies happen, or you got, you know, maybe it's a customer. But, you know, what I do, if I know I'm going to have a call, if I knew I might need to have a call, I will say, you know what, folks, I hope you'll forgive me, but I have a customer who may need me in some time, and otherwise I won't, you know, and then you take that call if you have to.
Absolute best practice. Warn people ahead of time, particularly if you're expecting an important call. It goes a long, long way.
Yeah. What else?
So cell phone security blanket's one. The other is beware of the captive audience, those people that are all around you when you're on your device. Don't get seduced by the illusion of privacy. Just because you're talking to your best friend doesn't mean you've been teleported out of that elevator or car.
How about the airplane? When the ding goes off and you can unbuckle and get your cell phones, and you got the one person that 139 people on the airplane can hear you talking about whatever you're talking about.
That's a great time when maybe just substituting a text for the call might be helpful. Absolutely.
Right, exactly. All right, what else?
Or keep it short, and if possible, keep it quick.
Right.
What else? Autofill and autocorrect. Biggest mistakes people make with email, particularly in business environment,
mm-hmm,
they send to the wrong person or they reply all when they mean just one person. So
that's
everyone knows about it, but a friendly reminder.
Something I like to remind people. Folks, if an email goes out to everybody and you're responding to the person, some particular thing between you and them who sent the email originally, don't hit reply all. We don't need to know all that.
Mm-hmm. We're getting to one of the second ones, the overshare, and whether it's you're oversharing information that's just too private. I mean, what are you really writing on a business email that was that personal anyway? But then the other is volume, the spam. We're all trying to filter and process incredible amounts of information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting from your coworkers reply all RSVPs from all 30 people on
right,
the company barbecue list, that just increases that volume of traffic that you're responsible for sorting.
Well, also, if you're a real offender, you know, eventually people just trash all your stuff. They don't even look at what the good stuff that you might
say. They start ignoring it.
Yeah.
It gets difficult to figure out what matters.
You know, the other thing I want to point out, you were talking about the earlier point about email, about checking your email and everything. If it's really important, I write it and send it to myself.
A great tip.
And it's amazing how things look different when they come in your own inbox instead of a draft that you've written.
How does the subject line look to get your email read?
Sometimes I even send it to myself and open it the next day if I have time, if I can wait.
Illuminating. Yeah. Boy, did I really think like that? Was that what I was thinking like that?
What else? What are some other tips?
So the overshare, and boy, just since we're talking about email, I'll mention it. Every once in a while, start fresh. Grab the top one or two items, particularly when an email chain gets long and convoluted. It's one of the ways people get in trouble, something they don't intend. Internal discussion goes outside a company or a business. But it's a great reminder that, boy, if you write it down, be able to own it. Even if you're offering critique, once you've signed your name to something, once you've written it down on paper, you've given up a certain amount of control or typed it into a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And really writing and representing yourself in a way, we call it the bulletin board rule. Could you put it up on the bulletin board at the office or at the local supermarket?
Right.
Could you do it walking down the street of your hometown? And why are you doing it on Twitter? Why are you doing it on your company email?
Right. Give us a quick social media tip.
So if the biggest mistake people make is the overshare, probably the thing that's starting to happen now, and in some ways it's a little more honest than the resume social media profile, but people are sharing more and more bad news online.
Mm-hmm.
And want to be careful that you don't become the negative Nelly, the person that's always complaining or moaning. Or a little more seriously, you don't want to scoop bad news, particularly when people are sharing news mm-hmm. about illness or even worse, if there's a death in a family. That people have a chance to give that news personally before it...
Everything does not have to be shared, my friends.
Absolutely.
Daniel Post Sinning, emilypost.com. The book is Manners in a Digital World by Daniel Post Sinning. Daniel, will you come back another day?
I know we could go on all day.
I know. We'll have you back real soon. Thanks for coming. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.